a great holiday with your family and friends. We did. We finally got together after a couple years and had at least 10 of us there, so that was kind of nice. So if you'll stand with me, we're going to get started. I've been thinking all morning about the scripture that Paul quoted when he said, "Less of me and more of you." And I realized that I could think of me and I and me, or I could think of him and just it be about him. I get a little bit, I think the word is maudlin. Is that the right pronunciation? Does anybody know? And that's a little bit self-contemplative, a little sad, because tomorrow will be 6 years that my dad went to heaven, and I think about him at this time of year. I can't help myself. And I know he is singing with Jesus, like he's up there and not wasting any time. And I want to be pleasing to the Lord. I want to love on him and worship him the way he wants me to, not the way I feel, if that makes any sense. So this morning, let's just really worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's make it about him and make it about what he desires from us. So Father, this morning we just come to you and thank you, God, for the opportunity to worship you and to love you and to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to love you with our whole being, God. Father, we give this service completely to you. Do what you want, God. Do what you want, Jesus. Even if you have to force us, however that would look, don't let it be about us. Let it be about you, God. Let us worship with everything that we are and everything that we have. Father, we just pray for the Martinez family as they are going through little kid sicknesses right now, God. Just be with them and minister to their spirits, God. Especially we lift Tanya to you this morning, God. We lift her to you, God, knowing that deep in her heart, she is learning a new road to walk without her parents. And Father, I just pray that as you take her down that road, that she would trust you and love you even though she's hurting, and open herself up to knowing that you have her right where she needs to be. You've called her for this time, God. Bless us as we worship you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Treasure remains for those who gladly choose. My confidence. were singing about the reckless love of God. I would have Moses come up and pray for God's love to touch Yakima County and our government.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many believe that? There ain't no wall God won't tear down. God loves us so much. He loves us so much. He loves this valley so much because we live in it, and he loves us. We call this home. We call Yakima Valley our home, Yakima County our home. It's a beautiful county. You know, in that spirit, let's just pray for our leaders of this city and this county. Heavenly Father, we just lift them up right now, Lord Jesus, and pray for them, Father God. Give them the spirit of discernment, Father God, to make the right decisions so your plans may be fulfilled, Lord Jesus. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, because you love them also, Father God, you've placed them in that place for this purpose, Father God. Let them rise up. Let your spirit rise up right now in them, Lord Jesus. And our city leaders here, Father God, who are faced with difficult decisions throughout the county, throughout the city, Father God, throughout this county, we lift them up. We pray for our county leaders also, Father God, in the Yakima County, Father God. We are making the difficult decisions right now, Heavenly Father. And we also lift up our state legislators, Father God, and our governor. We lift them up, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that every plan of the enemy may be cast down, Lord Jesus, and give them the spirit to rise up during these difficult times and make these difficult decisions. We pray for our Congress and our Senate and our President and our judicial system, Father God. For you said you are not a God of confusion, Lord Jesus. Make your plans be clear, Lord Jesus. Give them the heart to stand up for what is right, Lord. They've been elected to do a job, Lord Jesus, and we just ask that you just lift them up right now in the name of Jesus with your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we know that you've given us the spirit of love, peace, and a sound mind to make sound decisions, Lord Jesus. All those that you've placed right now for this time, that they may rise up, Lord Jesus. We love this country. We love our homes, Lord Jesus. And we love each other because that's what you've placed in our hearts through your mighty spirit, Lord Jesus. And we ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, team. That was awesome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to just quickly, without doing a bunch of slides, remind you that starting January, is it the first Monday in January? Oh, here we go. Is it going to be the first Monday in January, or is it? Yeah, first Monday in January, they're going to start up again with youth on Monday night, 6:30 to 8:30. And on same thing with Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we're going to be doing our Zoom meetings, and you can see those numbers up there. And I think the other thing is just thank you for giving. If you want to give to in the house, you can do it up here at the front or in the back. And if you want to give online, it's onelifefamilyworship.com. So praise the Lord. With that being said, January 2nd, after service, we're going to, would you come up for a second? Can you come up or not? Go ahead and mention that for a second, okay?
Which is next Sunday after church, while the building is still warm. Excuse me, we're going to take down all the Christmas decorations. So if y'all can stay, many hands make light work. It won't take us very long to get everything down and put away. So that's next week after church. Thank you.
And I'm going to ask Tim and Vicki to come up. We're going to pray for them. Tim is going to be going and serving the country for a year, and we want to pray for Vicki and Tim that the Lord's will, their plan, and his purposes would be fulfilled in their lives, and that his protection would be on both Tim and Vicki. Father, we just thank you for these lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they're lives dedicated to you, that love you and serve you and yield their hearts and their minds to you, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for their gift of servanthood, Lord. And we know that that's where Lord, Vicky and Tim's both desire is to serve you and to love you and to serve your people, Lord. And Father, we just pray right now for protection for both of them, Lord, as Tim's away, and pray for Vicky, Lord, to have protection and give her the strength and the wisdom she needs, Lord, to hold down the house. Lord, we just lift them up, Lord, before your throne of grace, Lord. And we just thank you, God, that they're in your hands, that we can trust you, Lord, with their lives. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do this year in their lives, Lord. And we thank you, God, that you're doing above and beyond all we can ask or think right now in Jesus' name in these lives. We just bless them both in Jesus' name and just thank you for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Hi guys, good morning. So today is going to be a little bit different than normal. I'll just cast vision because sometimes I lose my words. Like I try to give background information and then I forget to tell you guys why or where I'm going. So today, just all for a little while now, I've been just in an intimate pursuit of the Lord. And what I want for today is I could sit up here and read the word to you and decipher it and pull it apart. But what my heart is for you guys today is what I feel is on the Lord's heart is for you guys to have an opportunity to encounter him today. We just really want you guys to, you know, we just had Christmas yesterday. Like Jesus came, right? He was born with a purpose to die so that we could have relationship with God. Without a veil, without interpreters, without like, you know, I don't need to interpret this for you. You get to go into this and get to come up to him and have these experiences of your own. And so I just want to provide opportunity for that. So we're kind of probably going to move the table. And I would just like to invite you guys to come up to the altar if you can. But I just want to strip ourselves away of what we know for Sundays. I want us to just kind of get a little bit naked together, you know, get raw together and allow ourselves to just open up to what it is that he has to say for us today. Because, yeah, like I said, we could give you scriptures and things like that, but I really just want to encounter him. And I think he really wants to encounter us in a whole new way today. I know it might be a little bit uncomfortable. Or a lot of it uncomfortable, but I think it's going to be so worth it if we just press in. So if you guys will just come up, And right now, if you have a heavenly language, if you'll just start praying in your heavenly language, and if you don't yet, that's okay. It'll come. Just begin to lift up praises to the Lord and just thank him for who he is and what he's done in this season. Jesus, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, that you would just come, Father. Lord, I just ask that you would just begin to invade this place, Jesus, that you'd begin to invade our hearts, God, that you'd begin to just pull us apart and know us, God, that if there's anything hidden, Jesus, that it would be exposed to your light, God, so that, yeah, we're fully transparent with you, Jesus. That we're vulnerable with you, God, right now. Jesus, that you would have our fears, that you would have our uncertainties. God, that we just lay them at your feet right now and we give them to you, Jesus. So yeah, just begin to lay your uncertainties and your doubts. Just lay them down, give them to him, let him know what they are. I know he knows. But there's something about inviting him into this and allowing him, speaking it out to him so that he can do something with it. And he wants to do something with that right now. in scripture, in Exodus, Moses, beautiful Moses, I love him. He was probably the closest to the Lord, and he still asked for more. He still asked for more, to the point where the Lord had to tell him, I would love to give that to you, but you would die. So I'm going to give you the next best thing. I'm going to shadow you with my hand as I walk by, and you're going to be able to see my goodness as I pass, but you won't be able to look on my face. And I think God just wants to come in and have that moment with us right now where he gets to come in and just shower us with who he is and look upon us. Secret parts of us, Jesus, and that you'd begin to touch every single one of us. pursue you, Father. Lord, I love that you're here and that your angels are here, God. I pray that you would continue to do your work, Jesus. Has anything that they need healing of, I just encourage you to come up. Or if you know of anybody who needs healing that you'd like to just receive prayer for, come on up. I'd love to pray for that. Otherwise, yeah, just continue to put your hands out and just put on your lips like words of thankfulness and allow him to continue just to rest upon you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
elements is that it's allowing us to pause in the busyness of what Christmas season can be, holidays, which I think is just so vital for our lives, is that if we can learn how to take a moment, yes, we could have preached and sang another song and did the whole thing, which is great. I have nothing against that. However, I think it's really good for us to come into moments like this and just press in to His presence. And, you know, the next time we see each other will officially be next year. And my hope is that as you guys are thinking about 2022, is that you're thinking about your goals for your life. And not just, yes, these are important, but not just, I want to lose more weight this year, or I want to eat better this year, right? Like, those are great goals, and I want those goals too. But what would it look like if the church made it the goal that I want to be at the end of next year, when we meet again next year at this time in December, that what would it look like if we all made it the goal that we were closer to Jesus, right? Like, what if we looked at like a year back from December next year and we're like, wow, I'm so much closer to Jesus. Like, I really pursued His presence, right? I just want to, Nancy talked about Moses, and I think it's really, it's just super good, because Moses had some of the most radical encounters, right? Burning bush, right? Like, that alone is something that's like, and it wasn't, he could have walked away from that moment and it just have been another weird moment in his life, right? But he pressed in and he actually listened to the voice of God. And I want to read this in Exodus 33. Moses is talking to the Lord. And he says, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here." Moses told the Lord, "I will rather stay in the wilderness forever than go into the promised land without your presence. I would rather continue doing what we're doing, setting up camp, tearing down camp, you know, eating manna, like all this crazy stuff, right? Than go into the promised land that you promised to me without you." And I just want to declare today, church, that 2022 would be a pursuing of the Lord's presence. And just, I would rather not go into 2022 if His presence isn't there with me, right? I would rather not continue doing, you know, our Sunday services if His presence isn't here. I'd rather not do youth group if His presence isn't there, right? Like, actually just being a continual pursuing of His presence. And so I'm just going to pray. Is that okay, babe? Okay. I'm going to pray. And if you would, whatever it looks like for you, just make this declaration with me. This, you can call it a goal. You can call it, a New Year's resolution, whatever you want it to, but just make this, put this stake in the ground to saying, I'm going to go after His presence. I'm going to just get a little bit closer to His presence, right? We're never going to arrive. That's not going to happen. Not till the day we meet Jesus. And even then, who knows what it's going to look like, but I'm going to get a little bit closer to Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you for this house, and we thank you that it's all about your presence. It's all about you coming and meeting us, Lord. You coming and meeting us, not meeting the perfect version that I've creating in my mind, but meeting the messy, emotional, temperamental, impatient. I'm talking about myself here, but I'm sure some of you guys can relate. Needy, sometimes not so holy person, that you, that's the person you love. And God, I just pray right now that each of us, God, each of us would make that proclamation today, that we're going to get closer to you. Even if it's one step, Lord, if it's 5 steps, if it's 100 steps, but it's a step closer to you, Lord, that would be our hearts today, Jesus. That would be our hearts, God, from here on out. And that every person that calls this place home, Lord, that they would do the same. God, we thank you. We thank you that you desire to encounter your children, that you desire to encounter us right where we are at. Lord, that just like Moses, Lord, you weren't looking for a perfect man to use and pour into. You were just looking for a willing man. You were just looking for someone to say yes to your people. So Lord, we pray for this house. We pray for our hearts. We pray for every house represented here, Lord, every family represented here, God, that our families would grow closer to you, God. Our hearts would desire you, God. In a world full of distraction, in a world full of telling us what we should and shouldn't believe in a world full of uncertainties, God, Lord, that our world would be focused around you, God. Our eyes would be centered upon you, God. And so we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your mercy, we thank you that you say yes to us every single day. You say yes to us in the bad and in the good and in the grumpy and in the joy, and you say yes to us, Lord. There's never not a moment where you're saying no to us. There's never a moment where you're turning your back on us, God. And I thank you for that, God. I pray for our family members and our friends that are lost, that don't know you, that have not found you yet, God. We pray for our brothers, we pray for our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, our siblings, our children. We pray for those, Lord, who have not crossed that line yet. And we just declare that this is a year. This is a year that our family members, that our loved ones will find you, God. That this is a year, Lord, we will see a radical transformation, God. Yeah. Yeah, we continue saying yes to you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have anything else, my love? All right. I think that's good. We love you guys, and hope you guys have a great new year. And don't forget, next weekend, Sunday, we're tearing down everything. Yes, we have that also is the reason. We have a funeral the following weekend. And so, anyhow, we love you guys, and we'll see you guys next week. Awesome. Yeah,